My name is Esther Ogutono, and thanks for joining me today on the Prolific Living Podcast. In the last episode, I spoke about the importance of being prepared for the opportunities that could come your way. Be prepared, get new skills. But today is a continuation, and I would like to strike a balance to the last episode. I'll call this, Are You Good Enough? Capacity building is all about gaining the right skill that is needed to bring one to a profitable level, to bring one to a level of production. Companies, organizations will have what they call capacity building, but for an individual, it's important also. But trying to strike a balance is, as you build your capacity, are you being productive? Being productive is the key word here. Don't just gather skills and skills and skills, but be productive. If you have spent 3 to 5 years or so in getting a bachelor's degree, do you think you are good enough to launch out? And probably you've taken another step in saying, oh, I want to have a master's in this. Oh, I want to have this qualification. I also have that qualification. Then what are you waiting for? Do you want to be an internal student? Actually, there's what is called an internal student syndrome. Some people would decide they just want to be a student all their life. But for some people, it is an unconscious decision where they just find themselves not good enough, and then they go for another certification, and then they go for another degree, and then they go for another master's again and again and again. It's an unconscious decision, but it's more of a mental thing, thinking that they are not good enough, and that keeps sending them back to the classroom. My encouragement to you today is, don't be a stagnant water. Be productive. Yes, spend your years being productive, not just learn and learn and learn. Don't just keep receiving and receiving, but let it flow through you. When I think of a man who rode on the wings of experience, not the wings of training, I think of David. David's brothers were trained military men. They were trained to fight the enemy. They were trained to defend the nation. But David was not. But David had the experience which he gained while tending his father's sheep. He had the experience of saving the lambs from the lion and the bears. And he got the courage there. And he was able to say, the Lord has helped me to be able to do this and this, then I can face you, Goliath. It wasn't the training that he got from Saul. It was based on the experience that he had. I would encourage you today to work on experience, on gaining real life experience, not being an internal student. Don't keep sending yourself to the classroom, but let it flow through you. The degrees you've had, the certifications you've had, if you can patiently just go through it and go over them again on your own, you'll discover the wealth of knowledge that you've gathered over time. Set yourself free from I'm not good enough syndrome. Set yourself free from I don't think I'm good enough. Just launch out to that which the Lord has laid in your heart. Take a leap of faith. You are good enough. I hope you've been blessed today listening to me, and I wish you a blessed and fulfilling week ahead.